Liberals squirm as Trump admin prepares enforcement sweeps from Chicago Naval Base. By Warner Todd Houston on August 29, 2025. The left is lashing out as the Trump administration prepares to use Chicago's Great Lakes Naval Station as a base for immigration enforcement sweeps in Chicago and Illinois. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly asked the Navy facility to gear up for limited support in the form of facilities, infrastructure, and other logistical needs to support DHS operations, according to the Wall Street Journal. The plans are still in the early stages for the facility situated about 35 miles north of downtown Chicago. Trump orders czar Tom Homan told reporters that the administration plans to dedicate a large contingent of forces to Chicago, but he did not have any further information about the coming efforts. Operations are ramping up across the country, but you could see a ramp up of operations in Chicago, absolutely, Homan said. You're going to see a ramp up of operations in New York. You're going to see a ramp up of operations continue in LA, Portland, Seattle, all these sanctuary cities that refuse to work with ICE, he added. Chicago's self-professed progressive mayor Brandon Johnson has been vociferously opposing any ramping up of ICE activity in the Windy City and in an appearance last week on left-wing MSNBC even urged Chicagoans to rise up in violence against federal law enforcement officers. Radical Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker has also warned the president against ramping up any enforcement focus on Chicago. Like Johnson, Pritzker threatened the federal government, saying, "The state of Illinois is ready to stand against this military deployment with every peaceful tool we have." Other Democrats have jumped on the bandwagon, including former Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who decried the possible use of the naval station for immigration enforcement. "When I reported for duty at Naval Station Great Lakes, I never imagined that someday a U.S. president would seek to use it as a base for surveillance and enforcement activity on American soil. Our military was not set up to cater to the whims of a would-be American dictator," Buttigieg wrote in a post on X. Illegal immigration activist Aaron Reichlin Melnick took to his X account to hyperbolically accuse Trump of engaging in a war on American cities. And one aging, liberal, nose-ring-wearing woman even urged Chicago's gangbangers to shoot down any National Guard members who might be deployed to make Chicago safe again. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.